we want to talk about women's health, and that's your specialty, mm-hmm. Bethany. And what are some of the things that you would like to get across to women listening, the things that they really should pay attention to and think a little bit more about this month?
I think it's really important for women to have their annual screening exams, really important to have annual mammograms. Usually now the guidelines don't recommend necessarily an annual pap smear based on the patient's history. However, I think it's important for women to still have an annual checkup and physical exam by women's healthcare provider.
Yeah.
And other screening tests too. I'm always checking on whether or not they need a colonoscopy or a bone density test. All of those things. I think a lot of screening tests got put on the back burner during the pandemic. So I think it's important for women to get back out and have their screening exams.
That's right. This is a good time to focus on this, Alicia, because people have kind of set this aside.
COVID happened,
and now it's time to get back in the swing of it. I think we just have to get back in the habit.
We do. Right? And March happens to be Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And as we both know, early detection saves lives. Yeah. So check with your provider and get your screenings done.
Mm-hmm. And Bethany, are some people just, maybe they just don't want it. They're kind of scared about it, aren't they?
Sure. They no one really wants to come into the doctor's office, and have a full exam. However, I try to make it as easy as possible. I think, establishing a good rapport with patients, letting them know that it's a comfortable zone with me and a safe zone, that I'm really just here to check on their health and make sure their well-being is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to schedule these exams, too.
It is. It is. It's very easy. We, at our clinic here in Galesburg, we have a phone number. It's on our website.
Yeah.
You just go to our website at grahamhealthsystem.org, and all of your information is there. You can call and schedule an appointment. We do have convenient care also, mm-hmm. where you can just walk in.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, now that you've opened here in the Galesburg area, you've given people another option, because many people were having to wait for weeks and sometimes longer than that to get the care they need, right, Bethany?
Yes. I think now most of the time if people call for a screening exam, usually within 1 to 2 weeks we're able to get them an appointment at this point. Certainly that may change at some time, but we are able to get them in a timely manner at this point.
Yeah. And the convenient care has been well received here in this area, right, Alicia?
It sure has. Yeah. It's actually led us to some expansion that we're going to talk about later. But convenient care is for your urgent care.
Yeah.
You've got a fever, you've got a strain or a sprain, sore throat. It's something where you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
And convenient care, we can take care of you. Just walk in.
Yeah.
Same day or next day appointments, no problem there.
Yeah. And that's where you're seeing, your office is there at the corner of Fremont and Seminary.
Yes. Yeah. Currently, I'm seeing scheduled appointments in that building with the expansion. I'll be moving from that building, but for right now, I'm in the convenient care building.
Mm-hmm. And as far as some of the exam mammography, is that done there?
So it's not done in the building.
Okay.
I'm thinking that might be part of the plans for the future.
Yes, right.
But currently we're referring patients out to have their mammograms at a facility and in Canton as well.
Oh, okay.
So at Graham.
You can go to Graham Hospital.
Yeah.
Actually, you can schedule your mammogram online with us at our website and do it yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that makes it even more
convenient. It makes it even more convenient, yes.
And that's another point that I wanted to bring up, too. I know we talk about maybe the fear or maybe just get back in the habit, but many people just, they don't realize that it's been that long, and they just don't have the time. Finding the time to do this, right?
Right. Finding the time is always an issue. I don't think in the long run, you would ever regret taking the time to come in and have your screening tests. Even though I focus mostly on women's health, there are some things that I may pick up on during the visit that then is an issue that I would refer patients for as well. So, and most of the time what I find is women are coming in to see me and I may be the only provider that they regularly see. So I can help navigate their care, as needed if issues come up during the exam that aren't even women's health related.
I wanted to step back and talk about the both of you and talk a little bit about Graham Health System too. But Bethany, where are you from?
I am raised in Galva. I still live in Galva, so I'm around locally, so Galesburg isn't too far for me.
Yeah, okay. And did you always want to get into healthcare?
I think that was a little bit of a winding road when I first started in my undergraduate degree. But as I got along in my schooling, I decided to go into the medical field. Mm-hmm. I graduated from the University of Illinois with my undergraduate degree with a Bachelor's of Science. And then I knew I wanted to be a physician assistant, so I went to Midwestern University in Downers Grove.
Hmm. What is a physician's assistant? It seems like it's very simple, but it's not.
Right. So most people are familiar with nurse practitioners. There may be more nurse practitioners out there than PAs. I'm not sure. Hmm. But physician assistants have a master's level degree, usually in physician assistant studies. My degree was in medical science, so I have a master's degree of medical science. Mm-hmm. We can see patients, diagnose, treat, pretty much, you know, act like a nurse practitioner would. It's just that the way we got to our master's degree might have been slightly different.
Okay. And you said you knew that you wanted to be a physician's assistant, but not a physician, doctor? I mean,
right.
How does that, yeah.
You know, at the time for me, I actually wanted to do child life specialist, working as kind of a child social worker in the hospital. But that's where I realized I wanted to do more on the medical side. So mm-hmm. that's how I switched over. At that point in my schooling, I just decided, you know, that I wanted to do physician assistant studies. That program that I did was a 27-month continuous program. Mm-hmm. Certainly if I did, you know, an MD or a DO program, that would have taken several more years. But I also knew at some point I wanted to have a family. And I think that being a physician assistant, you know, allows me to have a good work-life balance mm-hmm. in that regard.
And how long have you been here in this area working as a physician's assistant?
Yeah, so I graduated in 2009. Mm-hmm. I originally did family practice in Kewaunee for about 3 years. Then I was recruited down here by Knox OBGYN, and that was in 2012. So I was at Cottage Hospital initially with Knox OBGYN and then Cottage until everything happened last year.
Sure.
So I've been doing the women's health portions more specifically for, you know, over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and I will say this to you. I was talking to some colleagues of mine and mentioned that I was going to be interviewing you, and they just were gushing about how awesome you are.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I hear that from a lot of women who you see. They love you. You are very good at what you do. Apparently.
You don't have to do that.
Not a woman, but I mean, you have affected people in such a way they love you.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that. Certainly, I go in every day. I'm very passionate about women's health.
Yeah.
I feel like speaking with women is easy to do since I am a woman. We can connect on that level. Also, at the same time, I think it's really important to make the exam and the experience comfortable.
Right.
I like to get to know my patients, which really helps. And honestly, it helps me to provide them better health care as well mm-hmm. once I do know them.
Because they trust you. And obviously, the exams and the screenings that you're doing are not the most comfortable things in the world to have to go through.
Right. And so I try to make that as comfortable as possible. And I think maybe that's why people end up talking about liking me. Yeah. I also let patients know, you know, the limitations of what I can do. And if I think they need to see someone else or be referred, then I'm the first one to let them know that. Mm-hmm. But also whatever I can do for them in the office, I'll certainly do anything and everything that I can.
My gosh. And how has it been, the transition from Cottage to now Graham Health System?
It's been really great. I can't say enough good things about Graham. They've really taken care of what we need. They communicate everything that they do, so then we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Certainly that was an issue at Cottage at the end. So for me, it's really refreshing. And I think Graham really has patient care at their core. And I feel that as a provider, because that is one of the values that I have, that I want to take care of people. That's why I do this. And Graham shares that same sentiment.
We're getting to know Bethany a little bit more. And we're talking about the fact that you are so loved with what you do. And But I'm sure after the big issue happened with Cottage Hospital closing, people were, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Where are you? And when they found out that you're still here, it was probably, you probably made so many people happy.
Yes, a lot of people, patients that have been coming in have been excited, you know, that they're still able to get care locally, you know, for their women's health needs.
You specifically.
Yes, her specifically. We pushed it out on social media.
Yeah.
And the response we got in the Galesburg area, you know, we can read the comments and people were so excited. Oh my gosh, I don't have to change, you know, physicians or providers. I can still see Bethany. They were super excited about it.
That's right.
Yeah, I think a lot of women ended up coming in, either seeing it in the newspaper or sometimes on social media. And honestly, a lot of women have come in because they went to lunch with their friends and they just started talking about it. And they said, I see Bethany too. Where did she go? And, you know, we're having coffee or something and the conversation comes up. So that's been really exciting. I'm really glad that people are happy that I'm still around. And I also think it brings up... just since I've been here for 10 years, you know, if people even had seen the other physicians that I used to work with years ago who were now gone or retired, they recognize that I was always with them. Yeah. And so it's even more familiar to them that I guess they just recognize my name from being there.
Bethany Glazier is a physician's assistant, women's health, specializing in that at Graham Health System and at the clinic at Fremont and Seminary Street here in Galesburg. Alicia Shaw, she is the Director of Marketing and Foundation for Graham Health System. You and I had a chance to talk on Galesburg Live.
We
did. I think it was sometime last year, I think.
When I first got here, actually.
That's
right.
Yeah. And you're not from around this area originally, right?
I'm originally from Canton.
Oh, wait, that's right. But you left.
I left for over 30 years and came
down
back.
Down south.
I did.
Okay.
I was down south for 30 plus years.
Yeah. And was that Mississippi?
It was.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. It's all coming back to me now. That's
and
right.
I moved back in 2021 and went to work for Graham Health System.
You are with them in such an exciting time,
it
Alicia.
It is exciting. I had no idea when I you know, took the job that all this expansion would be happening. It's been very exciting.
And
learning
like,
experience for me,
right.
too.
Yeah. Things have really just picked up so fast. With the opening of this new
clinic.
Oh my gosh.
The response from Galesburg and Knox County in general, they've been so welcoming and just, you know, overwhelming response to our presence here. And that is leading us to all these future endeavors that we're going to do here.
And now, I think I know the answer, but why do you think people are so excited to have Graham here? You've always been in the area.
We've
been down
close,
in Canton,
but
now
we're here. It's convenient for them. There's a choice, you know.
There you go.
Healthcare has to fit into our schedules a lot of times. Unfortunately, that's how busy life is.
Yeah.
And we try to make it easy for people to have a choice and see us.
Yeah, and we've said this many times that the OSF doing the best they can in a pretty tough situation to suddenly be thrust in being the only.
This is a big place for just one provider.
There's a lot of people to take care of, and they're finding that it was, you know, while they're doing the best they can, there's, you know, people are, I don't want to say they're getting left out or lost, but people are finding longer, you know, times to get the care they need and to have another choice and to get the provider that you want, like Bethany and others.
Yes, and just to be part of the community with OSF and take care of Galesburg and Knox County, is something that we're excited and compassionate about.
Absolutely.
As well.
Alicia Shaw is the Director of Marketing and Foundation for Graham Health System. Bethany Glazier is a physician's assistant here at Graham Health System. And let's talk about the clinic opened. How long has it been open now?
Oh my gosh.
We opened the day after Labor Day.
September.
Okay. Yeah.
In September.
It seems longer than that.
It does seem longer than that.
Yeah, the corner of Fremont and Seminary. And were you concerned in the beginning when first thinking, gosh, how are we going to be received? Anybody going to show up? I mean, no. Bethany's shaking her head going, no.
We thought it would be a good response, but it was an overwhelming response.
Yeah. I knew it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when I say overwhelming, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
it showed us that, you know, our services here are needed.
Needed. Not just wanted, but absolutely needed. And how was that transition, getting records and all that? Was that tough? Was it, you know, because, you know, I've heard horror stories of other, you know, things, but that would be one of the concerns that, you know, I know that many patients had.
I would say initially we did have some problems getting records in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's for some reason more recently here in the last few months, I have been able to get records a little bit more readily from Cottage, especially if patients are coming from Cottage.
Yeah.
We also can access, you know, records as needed for patients who have been in the OSF system too.
Sure.
So for me, you know, it's been a little backlogged, but at the same time, providing the care that we need right at the time and then reviewing records as need be when they come in has really worked okay.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm getting to is that people shouldn't worry about that.
If they want to come to Graham Health System for their care,
you make it easy.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
Right. We will petition, you know, and get the form ready. Okay. Right. We go and get the records for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that was a big concern for people when they were, how is this all going to work? And it seems like
it's been going well now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Alicia Shaw, Director of Marketing and Foundation for Graham Health System. Bethany Glazier is a physician's assistant for Graham Health System. And we're talking about some of the expansion that's coming up here in this area. You have the clinic, but, you know, it's been in the news. Graham Health System is buying up property and you know, what's going on? Maybe you can help us out here.
We are already working on our second location. Mm-hmm. It, too, is on Seminary. It's on North Seminary, just right down the street.
Yeah.
We will expand into that facility. Actually, Bethany will be moving there.
Okay.
That will be more of our family practice, our specialty providers. Mm-hmm. They will move into that building. We call it Building B.
Building B, sure.
Yes,
sure.
The second building.
Now, that used to be a doctor's office years ago. I remember my wife used to, one of her providers was there.
It was, that building. Yes. Yeah.
So any timeline of when that's might be happening?
Shortly. We're really close.
You're bursting at the seams and need the space, right?
We do. So,
and Bethany, you're looking forward to the new space.
Yeah, I think the space would be good. I also think it'll help patients to, you know, differentiate between the convenient care and then having their scheduled appointment.
Okay.
I think that will help.
Too.
And we just need more room.
Yeah. And convenient care will stay at the corner of Fremont and Seminary.
It will. And Bethany and some of the other providers move to the second building, we'll be able to expand providers in convenient care.
Oh, wonderful. So, and then after that, there is the other big news that came out here just a while ago. The
Building C.
Building C, okay.
We acquired 36 acres, and it is also on Seminary.
North Seminary
Street,
right
there. Yes, it is.
Behind Burger King and behind the car wash and out that area, right?
Right.
Okay.
We are building from the floor up a brand new clinic.
My gosh.
Yes, and we will have family practice. We'll have our service lines there, imaging lab. Yes.
Boy.
It will be a full-fledged multiple specialty clinic.
Is it going to be like your Canton clinic? The big, because that place is magnificent there.
Yes, it will be based on that.
My gosh, if you haven't seen Graham's clinic in Canton, I'm not talking about the hospital, I'm talking about the clinic there. It's magnificent. It's wonderful.
Four floors.
Yeah.
And we have multiple specialties there. We also have imaging and lab and a convenient care all in that building. But we're building a convenient care in Canton to move our convenient care so it has its own standalone. Again, overwhelming response for that quick, convenient access to health care is what has driven us for these changes.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of, is plans already started, like architecture? I mean, how soon
they're working
can we
on the plan? They're working on the plans.
No word on when to break ground or anything like that yet. No.
No, but we hope to be done and up and running the summer of 2024.
Hmm. Wow, that is exciting.
I know, and that's not that far away, Chris.
No, it's not. That's a year and a half
away. I know.
That's amazing.
It will be here before we know it.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do.
I do.
We would like to spend our last few moments talking about, well, really how we started our conversation today, talking about women's health. And Bethany, that's your specialty here in Galesburg.
Yes.
And what are those topics, things that women should be focusing on when it comes to their health and screenings and things that they need to be thinking about?
Well, for women, there are lots of screenings. Mm-hmm. Certainly the pap smear, even, like I said, if it's not needed every year for some patients, we'll do that based on the ASCCP guidelines who come out with how often we should be doing pap smears. Mm-hmm. Checking in on mammograms, making sure those are getting done on an annual basis. I'll even order screening lab work for patients, especially if they don't have another provider who is doing that. Mm-hmm. Bone density scans, which checks for bone health and osteoporosis. I think all of those screening tests are the most important, as well as colon cancer screening. As much as no one really wants to think about having to have that done, they have changed the guidelines now to start screening at 45 instead of 50. And so we are having to pick up on that at a younger age now and discuss those colon screening options with patients at 45.
Yeah. And talking about mammography, it's every year.
Yes, so there are different organizations that make different recommendations. There are some organizations that'll say, in general, every 1 to 2 years. Mm-hmm. My take on it, and a lot of other take on it, especially the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, is that women should be having a mammogram annually. And that is because of early detection reasons. You know, you might go that 2 years, and what if something happens in between that? And a lot of times it's important to have comparison images. So when you go, the radiologist can compare your current images to the year before and the year before that, mm-hmm. To make sure of stability or if there are any changes. So generally, most organizations are recommending once a year.
Mm-hmm. And for Graham Health System, it's done. Do you do the mammograms here?
So eventually we will when we have the new building. That will be what we will have room to do. At this point, we do refer out to Canton or other facilities if needed for patients to have their mammograms, because certainly the biggest goal is that they get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Alicia, we were talking about the expansion. That is, will those mammograms be done at this new facility there on North Seminary Street?
Right.
Okay, great.
Plans are still in the works.
Sure.
So you never know how it will all
end
up, but that's the hope. But you can go on our website and make your own mammogram appointment.
There you go.
And you don't need a referral.
Okay.
So if you know it's time and you need to get that mammogram, just go to grahamhealthsystem.org and make your own appointment.
Wonderful. Alicia Shaw is the Director of Marketing and Foundation for Graham Health System. Bethany Glazier is a physician assistant for Graham Health System. We're talking about women's health issues. Prenatal care is a big part of what you do.
Yes, so I am offering prenatal care visits here in town. That is in partnership with Dr. Alyssa Crawford, who is the OBGYN in Canton. Mm-hmm. So patients would deliver in Canton with Dr. Crawford. We have been alternating prenatal visits so that if patients do want to do some of their prenatal care here in town, I can do that. But they would deliver at Graham Hospital in Canton with her since we are partnered together.
Okay, great. And they would see you and her both here in Galesburg, or would you need to?
Yes, so Dr. Crawford is in Canton,
okay.
And so they would see me here,
gotcha.
And then we've been kind of alternating our prenatal visits, so
okay.
Then they save some trips to Canton overall.
Sure. And the OB gynecology, you're also seeing them here in Galesburg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can provide a lot of services here in town in terms of following up on abnormal pap smears, doing any colposcopies or biopsies that are needed. I'm also doing birth control counseling, mm-hmm. family planning counseling, any option of contraception in terms of that part of counseling as well. We offer all options of contraception, so I can freely discuss that with all patients.
Right. Well, and that's a big part of what we wanted to talk about in this last segment was unlimited contraception options.
Yeah, and so if patients are deciding that they want something more permanent in terms of tubal ligation or other procedures, Dr. Crawford does offer that. And so if patients are interested, then I just refer them down to Canton to see her. And otherwise, in terms of other birth control options, I'm able to do all of that here in town.
Mm-hmm. And infertility?
So I do some initial infertility workup, you know, ordering some tests. So I'll do that type of counseling. I'll do anything from, you know, when periods start, you know, all the way through menopause. I have patients of all ages. So that may include menopausal problems as well. Patients who have ovarian cysts or fibroids, endometriosis, any type of menstrual problems, osteoporosis, really just anything that women experience throughout their reproductive or menopausal lives, right. I can help them with that.
Bethany Glazier is the physician's assistant at Graham Health System. She is at right now at the corner of Fremont and Seminary at seeing patients there, but they're going to be moving to just down the road there.
Right. 530 North Seminary Street.
530 North Seminary, and that's coming up this spring.
This spring. Okay. We're really close. We're really excited about the move. She'll just pack her little bags and go down the street and start seeing patients, but convenient care will remain at the corner of Fremont and Seminary.
Right. Well, the need is here, Alicia. We were talking about earlier, and this move is just part of the expansion that's going to be happening as the big clinic will be hopefully open by the middle of 2024.
Correct, right.
Yeah. How wonderful.
This second building just developed out of a need for the patient care that we were seeing at our original building. Mm-hmm. The response was incredible, and so we wanted to be able to help as many people as we could. So
we haven't mentioned your Elmwood Clinic, but that's
Williamsfield, Elmwood, right. Elmwood.
It's all part of this expansion with providers that people know.
Right, right. Dr. DeYoung from
right.
Galesburg, he's part of our Elmwood Clinic, and he was our first, I believe.
Well, you and I,
that's
was our first conversation.
About.
Yeah, that was a big move, and people were so glad to see Dr. DeYoung, still be able to see him.
Right, so they wouldn't have to change providers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So with all of this expansion, you're still looking for, you are in desperate need of good people.
We are. Yeah. We have clinical positions. We have non-clinical positions, x-ray technicians, mammo techs. Hmm. If you're looking for a job, a career, just go to our website, grahamhealthsystem.org, and click on the careers tab at the top of the page. We have a lot to offer there, and there's growth. And if you are in a school or you come to work for us and decide you'd like to go to school, say to be a nurse, we'll pay for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's worth just reaching out to find out more information.
Exactly.
Can this happen for me?
Right.
How
right.
wonderful.
If you've been thinking about it and not sure how to go about it, just give us a call or go to our website.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live. We really appreciate everything that Graham Health System is doing here in this area. Thank you for Bethany, for you and your team here, for everything you do. Because again, I know I don't want to, you know, I bring this up again because people just love you. you are like a local celebrity here.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't feel that way in general, but I do appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the patients and the community. Obviously, after everything happened with Cottage, I did not want to leave town.
Yeah.
I wanted to still provide care for the people that I know, you know, and even people that I don't know. I would like to just stay here and be a staple
in
the community.
Yeah.
That's right. So, again, for more information, go to grahamhealthsystem.org. Alicia, Bethany, thank you both so much. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon here on Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
Thanks again.